Hey, we're almost through the month. This is our last full week. It's Monday the 23rd. Our chapter today is Mark chapter 10, and it talks about a topic a lot of people have questions about, and that's divorce. Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "Well, what did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." "It is because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. "But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." Boy, that answers one of the popular hot topics in America today, doesn't it? At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Well, there's a lot to unpack here, but in the short time we have here today, I want to just help you unwrap this just a little bit. You see, they came to Jesus and they were asking him a question. What needs to happen to get a divorce? That's really what they want to know, is what do they need to do to get a divorce? And they say, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." Now, there were two trains of thought here taught by the Jewish rabbis about this, because when they're talking about Moses and divorce, they're referring, and you might want to go back here today to Deuteronomy chapter 24. The first four verses talk about divorce, clear back in Deuteronomy. And so there's two trains of thought that came out of these four verses. You've got people who would follow one rabbi, whose name was Shammai. And Shammai taught that you could be divorced only for something indecent, like marital unfaithfulness, okay? And Jesus talks about marital unfaithfulness as a reason for divorce or justification for divorce in the Gospels. And then there is another line of thought that follows the verse right before that in Deuteronomy by a teacher or a rabbi named Hillel. And Hillel taught that you could get divorced for anything that was unpleasing to the husband. So if the wife is displeasing to the husband, and even if she burned dinner, would be justifiable in that train of thought. Obviously, Jesus is way more leaning towards the marital unfaithfulness as being the reason for divorce. So these people came, they wanted to trap him. They wanted to see what he knew. And it's interesting that in Moses's day, marriage vows were not kept the way they should be. In Jesus's day, marriage vows were not kept the way they were intended to be. And in our day today, marriage vows often are falling short of God's intention. And I want to talk to those of you for just a moment who have experienced divorce, and just want you to know that there are no sins that are unforgivable other than what we talked about several weeks ago with the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. But I want you to know that if divorce is something that has affected your life, whether you are the one who made the choice or your spouse was, just want to remind you that The blood of Jesus on the cross covered all of our sins. It's important that after we sin that we have repentant hearts, and it's important that we don't continue to make the same mistakes again. And so that's something I want to encourage you with today, but Jesus took marriage very, very seriously to the point of saying they are no longer two, but one flesh. So whatever God has joined together, whatever God has joined together in this covenant of marriage, nobody else should be able to separate. I hope that is, for those of you who are married, I hope that is encouraging to you today to work to have a healthy marriage. Do everything you can to strengthen the bond that God has blessed you with in your spouse.